This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Cool, dark mornings are what's going on at our home near the banks of the Ojolote. And after a couple near misses in the low 30s, we finally got a really good freeze that finished off our vegetable garden. We were still getting odds and ends, you know, weird-looking but tasty squash and cucumbers, but all done now. So cool, dark mornings, and the sun takes its sweet time coming up from behind the Chiricahua Mountains. It's still dark when I open the kitchen door and three cats and two dogs shoot out into the darkness. Please don't find a skunk, and I don't need any dead pack rats right now, I say to the long-gone pets. I start a kettle of water for coffee that I hope to be drinking around dawn, and soon Ms. Mosquito appears. Excellent timing. And our critters wander back in with their morning reports. Hey, I've been thinking about onions lately. My gray matter stimulated by the smell of onions and garlic being sautéed. Ms. Mosquito, has declared fall the season of soup, a season that will extend well into winter. So we are in the long season of soup at the Mosquito Homestead. There's a lot of aromatherapy in the season of soups, and I have no doubt that as time goes by, the aroma of soup will spark some wonderful memories. Oh boy, I mean, the smell of garlic and onions being cooked, it must be an aroma that has stimulated folks for thousands of years. Garlic and onions have been food for that long, for thousands of years. The genus of garlic, allium, comes from the Latin word for garlic, allium. And allium is now the genus of onions, leeks, shallots, scallions, and chives. And the onions, the leeks, the shallots, the scallions, and chives come from thousands of years of domestication, cultivation, selection. And these thousands of years later, folks are still breeding and selecting onions, leeks, shallots, scallions, and chives. That's fun to say. It should be a song. And I shouldn't forget that people cultivate alliums for ornamentals. Yeah, they look good in your rock garden. They do. So, listen, there are 13 species of wild onions, wild alliums in Arizona. I'm not making that up. And if I leave my home and I want to drive over over the Chiricahuas to the east side of the mountains, I go up and over and through a gap, a saddle at 7,600 feet. And that spot, that saddle, is called Onion Saddle. And years ago, I found onions growing there at Onion Saddle, and I grew some for fun and profit, mainly for fun. It tall, flat green leaves and white flowers at the top of that flower stalk, that scape. It's Allium plummeri. Plummeri ends in A-E, and if you took or suffered through 2 years of middle school Latin, that A-E should be pronounced I. But in botanical Latin, that A-E is pronounced E, plummeri. The plummer honors the botanist, Sarah Plummer Lemon, wife of John Lemon. They were the husband-wife team, the Lemons, botanizing here in the Southwest. I learned that a botanist back east, Serena Watson, who was getting their collections, the Lemons collections, honored Sarah with the species name using her maiden name. Pretty cool, right? So Plummeri, Petey. Doggone it. And the common name would be Plummer's Onions or Tanner's Canyon Onion because it was originally collected in Tanner's Canyon in the Huachuca Mountains. That's pretty neat. Wild onions in the borderlands. How cool is that? Very cool. The borderlands are diverse and beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.